The Black History 101 Mobile Museum will be in Lansing today. The museum's Peacemakers exhibit includes more than 150 artifacts. The exhibit can be seen in the Sparrow Professional Building third floor atrium from 10 till 5 today. Current State Scott Pohl is here with more on the exhibit. Hi, Scott.
A man named Khalid El-Hakim started this collection 22 years ago. He had been a student at Ferris State University, and one of his professors used Jim Crow-era memorabilia in the classroom, and he decided to do something similar. He started buying memorabilia at flea markets and antique shops and used his collection to teach history in Detroit schools. Mm. The Mobile Museum lets him take that collection on the road.
So the challenge was... In the Detroit public schools, at least, there was always a challenge of having field trips and having not only the finances to do it, but also having the facilities to have those type of field trips. So what I decided to do was to take the memorabilia actually to different areas around the city, including schools, but just making this collection accessible just to everyday people. In some cases, we were not having a museum experience at all. So I just really wanted the youth in particular to experience and value the museum experience.
Now, it's my understanding that the exhibition that we'll see in Lansing focuses on the 15 or so people of African descent who have won the Nobel Peace Prize. Is that right?
That's true. And the reason why I focused on those individuals this year is because this year is the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King receiving the Nobel Peace Prize.
Now, when we say of African descent, we don't just mean African Americans. Would that also be correct?
That's correct. There's been 15 individuals, both African American and people from the continent, who have received the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, since we're marking the 50th anniversary of Dr. King winning the Peace Prize, what do you have in the exhibition that would focus on him and his work and his winning of the Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, I actually have an original photograph of him receiving the Nobel Peace Prize, as well as many different photographs, candid shots of King, original newspapers, magazines, even an obituary of King's funeral. And then there's a lot of contextual type memorabilia. So usually when people speak of King, they speak of King through the lens of the I Have a Dream speech. So what you'll see in the museum is something that's a lot more broad than just that speech alone. But you'll see the original album for Why I Opposed the Vietnam War, for example. But I also have the original album to his I Have a Dream speech that he gave in Detroit 2 months prior to the March on Washington, which a lot of people don't know that he originally gave a draft of the I Have a Dream speech in Detroit at Cobo Hall first. So it's that type of memorabilia, something that gives a broader view of King's legacy.
Tell me about a couple of the other Peace Prize winners that we'll learn about.
One that I really am focusing on is President Nelson Mandela with the recent timing of his passing. There's a lot of memorabilia around Nelson Mandela. So I have one of the special things I have from him is one of the original ballots, voting ballots, when he was elected to the presidency in South Africa, as well as original photographs of him, again, magazines, newspapers, and even currency, of course, him being the first black president of South Africa, his face ended up on a lot of the currency there, so I have some of that original currency also. And then also, I'm focusing on President Barack Obama, too, with a lot of memorabilia, autographs, documents by him, original photographs, and campaign memorabilia from his presidency.
You know, Black History Month isn't without controversy. There are some people who think, of course, that Black history should be taught all year long. And then there are others who are glad that there's a Black History Month because maybe it wouldn't be taught at all or nearly as much if there wasn't something like Black History Month. Where do you come down in that discussion?
Well, first and foremost, we have to understand that there has always been a need to on Black history just in general. And the reason why we have a Black History Month is because the dominant culture in America did not teach about Black history, and, you know, in general, in your regular history classes. So Carter G. Woodson, back in the 1920s, started Negro History Week, which grew to Black History Month in the late 60s, early 70s. So if it wasn't for that need, then we wouldn't have it. And Carter G. Woodson was a famous historian. He was the first Black man to get a PhD from Harvard University in the 1920s. So and his motivation was that, as a student, his teacher said that Black people never contributed anything to world history at all. So we know in 2014 that that is a complete untruth, that we not only contributed, but, you know, we started, you know, when you look at African contributions to history, that, you know, the arts, sciences, music, architecture, all have a strong philosophy, have a strong base in African history. So obviously there's a huge need to not only celebrate Black History and Black History Month, but obviously we need to push beyond Black History Month and have it just incorporated in history just in general.
Would I be correct if I guessed that February is your busiest month with the Black History 101 Mobile Museum?
I would say yes, that's true, and I think it's I think it's unfortunate that it's the most busiest on one hand, but obviously if we don't do it when it's most popular, then we can't even start to build something that's larger than what it is. But my goal is to inspire people to want to look at incorporating Black history throughout the full year.
Khalid El-Hakim of the Black History 101 Mobile Museum, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.